Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. We are live on location. We're going to be talking about the branding summit, the rebranding summit. I mean, of course, everybody around the country, if not around the world, knows and has been hearing about what's been going on with the shootings, the officer shootings, the black males shootings. And it's just our prayers go up to both families, the law enforcement and the victims that were shot as well, the fathers, right, the men that were shot. But I needed to ask a good friend to come to be a part of this show of the Father Matters Show, and Bilal Rahim is here to join us today. And Bilal, we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to talk about the rebranding, the summit, and but let's go back last year when you first launched the first branding summit. First of all, welcome to the Father Matters Show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. In regards to the rebranding summit, last year it was the rebranding of the Black Man Summit, which was built off of my story. And then this year it's the rebranding summit. It takes out the black man, but doesn't take the black man out of me, but it takes it out of the title and it opens it up for both men and women and all. It makes it more diverse, which is also a part of me now. So it just shows the growth as well.
And what I love about it, even though last year, and I was a part of I was one of the speakers, I was excited to be there, man. It was powerful.
Yeah,
it was powerful. And even though it was called the Branding of the Black Man Summit last year, 2015, you still had all cultures there.
Right.
And then, like you just said, you know what, let's just open it up just to make everybody safe,
right,
because it's about the man, period. So you say you birthed the rebranding of the Black Man Summit out of your own story. Share a little bit, unpack that a little bit for us.
Well, During the early part of my adulthood, I used to pursue a rap career. That was my main thing, and I sacrificed a lot. I sacrificed a lot of money, family time, relationships with people, a lot of things that mean more to me now than they did at that time. Once I got down off of that high I was on, but pursuing that, once I came down off of that, I was kind of stuck in a position where I could either went and been depressed, stressed out, or getting to like a low self-esteem mode, or I could rebrand myself and keep going. And when I rebranded myself, it was just so exciting to me. You know, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've always heard of the stories, but to have it actually happening to me before my eyes, it just created energy that I ran with. Now, the name, the actual title, the rebranding of the Black Man, I seen that working with Andre Hatchett, who's with he works out of New York. He's a real estate agent that works out of New York. So me and him kind of partnered together because he had like a campaign where it was called Rebrand You, the Black Man. So I'm like, let's go ahead and do a summit. And he was involved. I don't know if you remember, but we had him on Skype, right? Yeah, so shout out to Andre Hatchett as well out in New York building. He has buyblacknyc.com, which is his website that he pretty much forwards all the black-owned business information straight to that website. It's like a one-stop shop thing. So buyblacknyc.com. You can check that out also.
and I love what you said. You said you could have either, you know, backtracked, got depressed.
Right.
Or, you know, you just pressed on, you move forward. I love that when I say that when I'm talking to the guys about fatherhood. We can either get bitter or we can get better. The choice is yours. You know, when I started Father Matters back in 1997, back in San Jose, California, I was in a situation with my oldest son, Nathan, right, who I later authored a book called Dear Nathan and Young Man's Journey to Fatherhood. Right. But I was in and out of the court system just trying to be a father to my son. And right there, it's like, I'm going to get bitter or I'm going to get better. The choice is mine. And what we need to realize, the choices are ours, right, you know. And also what I love about it, you're also the founder of the Black Fathers Committee. Share a little bit about that with us.
It's our Black Fathers. I rearranged some of the names. We do have a committee. We have a committee that oversees our Black Fathers LLC, which is just a limited liability company. As of now, I'm looking to transition that into a nonprofit. However, we're gonna start at the ground and work our way up for there. But yes, sir, our Black Fathers Committee oversees the community events, the resources that we have available, and just the overall work that's being done for the company of our Black Fathers.
This year's the Rebranding Summit 2016, which is Saturday, August 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Yes, you got another powerful lineup of speakers. I mean, you had hundreds of people last year. I'm quite sure it's going to be double that this year.
Looking forward to it.
Tell us a little bit about the Rebranding Summit 2016. This is Saturday, August 20th. Where is it going to be? What's happening? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, sir. Well, once again, it's going to be Saturday, August 20th. We changed it to make it go a little bit more with people's Saturday hours. So we're going to have it early, not too early where you're going to miss breakfast or anything like that. So it's going to start at 10 a.m. and it's going to go till 2 p.m. on that Saturday. You'll still have your whole Saturday when it's over with. We have, like I mentioned before, we have opened it up for both men and women. So the second annual Rebranding Summit will return to Phoenix, Arizona, Saturday, August 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In addition to last year's summit, it's open to both men and women. Mm-hmm. Topics will include, but they're not limited to, business, parenting, education, entertainment, health, and et cetera. It's a great opportunity for small business entrepreneurs out there, student athletes, and parents of all ages. I want to emphasize on the all ages because we want to open this up for the youth as well. So 16 and under will be free with proper school ID and accompanied by a paying adult. I do hope to see you all there.
Tell us about some of the speakers.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, we do have a powerful lineup of speakers, and strategically, we picked me and my partner with the actual Rebranding Summit, Brother Kadir Muhammad of Fight for Life, No Excuses, strategically picked, handpicked each one of our speakers. We do have Dr. Will Moreland, who's a world renowned speaker, motivator, lecturer, leader. He's going to be speaking on his brand, the Live Genius brand, where he teaches and he shows you the best way to exercise your genius mind. Then we also are going to have Sister Monica Craig come in and give us her take on health and wellness and how important it is in the family structure and the community. We're going to also touch on business of entertainment, the music thing, because as mentioned, I was an artist and I haven't completely given up on music or anything. I just want to make sure that it's done right and that brothers and sisters understand that you have other options. Don't let it be your only option and make sure that it's business first, because it's one of the quotes I remember. It's 90% business, 10% skill. So it doesn't matter how good you are. If your business isn't together, it won't work.
Wow, that's deep.
Yes, sir. We have Chanel Poe. She's going to speak on civic engagement in politics, because a lot of with the things that's going on in our communities right now around this nation, people are so scared to engage in politics. But I've actually took some of her courses, and she has a course that's going out right now. It's a PPAT. It's where she trains different individuals to how to go in and engage civically. So you're going to learn politics, but what I learned going through her training is that it's not all about politics. It's about knowing the right people, knowing who the movers and shakers are when you're in the building with them, and that they know who you are. Definitely.
You're listening to the Father Matter Show with Van Sims, and today's guest is Bilal Rahim.
Yes, sir.
Founder of Our Black Fathers Committee, also the founder of the Rebranding Summit, which is going to be held, Rebranding Summit 2016, which will be held Saturday, August 20th. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Now, we got four more guest speakers that I want to hear about, Bilal.
Yes,
unpack that. Let us know. Again, this is going to be Saturday, August 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Rebranding Summit. And this is a perfect time with everything that's going on around the country. Tell us some more about some other speakers, and then I want to, your personal opinion about how you feel about what's going on around the country. And I think this is a perfect timing of your event, the Rebranding Summit, because you're going to be talking about rebranding the family, the father, race relations, motherhood, youth, everything. This is not a black white thing. This is a rebranding. Let's rebrand after all this nonsense.
Rebrand your mind and rebrand your heart. That's where it's going to start. In regards to the four remaining speakers, also, I'm not sure if I mentioned, but it's going to be at the Green Tree Inn and Suites, which is located on 48th Street and Broadway, for those who are in Phoenix. If you're not in Phoenix or familiar with the area, it is 4234 South 48th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, 85040. And that's at the Green Tree Inn and Suites. We have a major topic that's going to be brought up and brought to light during this rebranding summit, and that's overcoming obstacles. We're going to have Eric Crondo speak on that, who I have a personal relationship with. And I do know his story, and I know just by watching his story that if you persevere, you can overcome these obstacles, no matter how bad they may be. You can overcome if you want to. Then we're going to have Arlette Pender come in and speak on natural hair, to give these young sisters some motivation, to encourage them to be who they are, to not be brainwashed or materialized by the things that they see on TV. So just to be comfortable in their own skin and their own hair. God bless her for that, to come down and be able to do that for us. We're going to have Terrell Bush, who is also, he's actually from Detroit, just recently moved down to the area. He's going to be speaking on branding and economics as well. He's just going to be giving us a little bit of financial information as well that we can take and use in our lives. And then we'll have another good friend of mine, Ace Black Otieno. yes, Otieno is his I'm not sure if that's his first name, but I know that I remember he telling me that means like born at night, because he's from Kenya, he's from Africa, and he's dark skin. He has a lot of melanin running through his skin, so I like that name. He's going to be speaking on healthy relationships, and that's in the family circle, between husband and wife, between father and family, between father and children, and speaking on the importance of making sure those relationships are healthy so that your world and your things can flow smoothly. Your goals.
How can people register? How can they go? Can they go online? Is it a website? Is it a cost? Tell us again. Once again, tell us where it is.
Yes, sir.
And how can they register? How can they get tickets?
Okay, once again, it's going to be Saturday, August 20th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the Rebranding Summit 2016. You can get your tickets online at therebrandingsummit2016.eventbrite.com. It's going to be located at the Green Tree Inn and Suites, located at 4234 South 48th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, 85040. Once again, that's Saturday, August 20th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Rebranding Summit 2016.eventbrite.com.
Is it a fee?
Yes, sir. There is going to be a fee right now. If you buy your tickets, there's a early bird special. There are only $15. Also, it's better to go ahead and just buy them online. At the door, there will be a $20 fee. So just go ahead and get them online. Or you can, there's information where you can link with me directly here at this, the Rebranding Summit 2016.eventbrite.com. And I'll come out and meet you and we'll all give you some physical tickets.
And do you have is it a website to that to get in touch with? What is that?
The website, the contact information is located also on the Rebranding Summit 2016.eventbrite.com. But since we're on the air, go ahead and just take down my email address, and that's obfc.az.com. OBFC.
B as in boy, F as in Frank, yes, C as in cat.
Yes, sir. OBFC.AZ.com. That's Our Black Fathers Committee.AZ.com. Go ahead and send me an email right now. I'm looking forward to hearing back from you.
Can they get to you any type of way through Facebook and a phone number?
Yes, sir. My phone number directly would be 602-350-3578. You can locate me on Facebook under the group page, which is Our Black Fathers Committee. You can also locate the event page for the Rebranding Summit on Facebook. If you just type in the Rebranding Summit, you'll be able to find some information there on there. Check out the speakers and their pages, get some more information on them. And we also have a few more vendor opportunities available. So if you're interested in that, is where you would contact me on the email. O is in Oscar, B is in boy, F is in Frank, C is in Charlie, .az is in zebra.com.
What I love about this, especially everything that's going on around the country, from Baton Rouge, from Dallas, and everywhere else, all this is going on, you're going to talk about topics that we need to address in this country.
Yes.
Healthy relationships, overcoming obstacles, civic engagement, health and wellness, and much, much more. As you know, what's been happening over the last few weeks, your timing, what I love about this, we can add to the solution or we can add to the problem.
Right.
You putting together a conference like this is adding to the solution.
Yes, sir.
So you can't say there's nothing out there to discuss this or that's not a town hall. Cause I haven't, you know, I'm hearing and seeing people marching and that's good. We need that too, you know,
right,
peaceful marching. But what I'm loving is that you're opening this up to bring everybody together, Bilal,
right,
to say, let's rebrand. Let's all rebrand as a people.
Right.
You know, and you know what's been going on over the last few weeks, what happened a few weeks ago. What have you been hearing?
I've been hearing a lot. They've been killing us. They've been shooting us down dead in the street. The reason behind it, other than the color of skin, I'm not too sure because I don't know the exact details on each situation. But I do know that this is a time for us to come together, rebrand our minds, our hearts, organize. Organize is the main thing. We can go out there and we can march. We can do any an example of the march that happened last night, the protest that happened last night. We all go down there full of emotion and we're walking right into a trap. You don't think that they were prepared for any rowdiness? So that's not organization. If we're and not only that, if we're going down there for it to be peaceful, then why are we going with so much anger and emotion behind it? If you're not well enough to control your emotion, don't go down there. And don't go down there unorganized as well. And when I say down there, I mean downtown. That's where they was at, in their area. That's Sheriff Joe Arpaio's area. He's not going to let anything go wrong in that area. So what was the whole overall goal behind that besides to be seen on TV?
Yeah.
So we want to organize is the main thing.
And that's why I love about this rebranding, man. It is just it's powerful. Like I said, last year when I went, man, it's like last year it was titled Rebranding of the Black Man. And it wasn't a black white thing. It's just black men just rebranding and just change your thoughts, change things around. And this year you just said, man, it's the Rebranding Summit. And then when I, you know, you told me you was putting this conference together, all this nonsense that's been going on for the last few weeks, all this hate, man,
right,
You know, everybody want to go home to their families, man. Right. You know, it's like we don't like the police when they might pull us over. Right. But we would be the first ones to call the police if somebody's trying to break into your house or someone is harming you. Right. But then at the same time, the police got their views of whatever the community is, because it ain't just a black man, white police officer thing. It's fear all around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and it's just that, like, again, I just can't stress the importance, man, for you to say, look, I'm not going to sit out here and just be shouting and screaming and calling people out of their name. You're going to put your conference together. You're going to rebrand it. And it's Saturday, August 20th. You're going to be talking about these type of things, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're actually going to put a portion of the time actually to build relationships. So we will have law enforcement there. We'll have Phoenix PD like we did last year.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Not to cut you off, but last year, before all this, right. 2015, you had detectives, you had Phoenix Police Department, you had different police departments that they had the uniforms on. Everybody was getting along. So this is not the time. So you're still going to have police departments and officers?
Absolutely, because this isn't a time for separation at all. In my eyes, in my views, it's coming down to picking a side, and the only two sides is good and evil. There's a lot of different sections in that good side, but we don't need to worry about it because we all on the good side. That evil side is the side we need to stay away from. And that's how I see things with my affiliations with so many groups, 10,000 Fearless, the New Black Panther Party, and just brothers that I know that are boots on the ground. When I look at my whole views of everything that's going on, is this coming down to good or evil?
Regardless of race, right. Regardless of who's got on a uniform, regardless of who may got braids in their hair or right. Who might have a old car hooked up, it's not about that.
At all.
It's either good or evil. We got to stop judging people about what they look like, what they're driving, or because somebody's in a uniform, or you know, it's we got to come together, man.
There's no way around that. There's an officer he's a detective, and whenever I see him, I make it a point to go and shake his hand. And not only for me and him to build relationships, because I know that people are watching me. And when you see me go and shake this man's hand, understand that I love this brother, because this is my brother, regardless of what his job or what his title is
or
what his race is. And the fact of the matter is, he has a job and a duty to do every single day. And I don't think that people understand that. They just think that, oh, it's us against them. But in ways it is, but you got to figure out who the us is. Is the us the oppressed, or is the us the blacks?
You're listening to The Fallen Matter Show with Van Sims. We are live on location with Bilal Rahim. We're talking about his conference that's coming up Saturday, August 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Rebranding Summit 2016 that will be held, hosted at Green Tree Inn and Suites in South Phoenix, Arizona, 4234 South 48th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85040. He's got a powerful lineup of speakers, powerful topics, and what better time than what's been going on around this country
right.
to bring something that you're saying, man, this is the rebranding. It's open to women and men and youth, all races, all backgrounds. You're going to have police officers there. You're going to have pastors there, speakers there, community leaders there. I was one of the speakers last year at the Rebranding Summit 2015. There was hundreds of people there. It was powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, once you speak, you want to stay and listen to the other speakers
right.
because you're supporting each other and everybody's helping elevate each other. It wasn't right. no, I'm out. Speak this person, out preach that person. It was emotional. It was heavy there,
right.
you know. So once again, tell us, how can we get in contact with you to get connected to the Rebranding Summit 2016 hosted and held Saturday, August 20th?
You can contact me directly at my email, obfc.az.com, or excuse me, obfc.az@gmail.com. And just to slow it down a little bit, that's O as in Oscar, B as in boy, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, Z as in Zebra @gmail.com.
Bilal, thank you for joining me today, man. Coming out live on location. And that's what I love about the Father Matters show. We don't just do everything in-house in the studio. We get out. We get out. So one more time, the Rebranding Summit 2016, Saturday, August 20th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get in touch with Bilal. Is it a phone number, Bilal?
Yes, sir. Call me 602-350-3578. Once again, that's 602-350-3578. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you again, my man. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Also, we got upcoming events, workshops, trainings, job and training institutes, Father Matters workshop. We got to keep this going. We got to keep from the Rebranding Summit to just men getting together. And so I want to send it back to you, Jeremy, but thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel, who's always behind the scenes making this thing happen. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless.